Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Marty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Dean. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dizzy Dean. And now, play ball. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a pop-up towards short. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Derringer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Derringer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Riggs takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Riggs moves to second. Two outs. Jack Russell now pitching. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Riggs scores. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraft hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-1 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Demery moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Derringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Herman reaches second base with a double. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riggs for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demery is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marti strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lombardi for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraft hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kraft. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Derringer, and towards Frey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Myers moves to second. Buck Jordan pinch hits for Paul Derringer. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myers scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers misplays the ball. That's an error on Myers. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marty bunts towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Demery moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazare takes first base on ball 4. Gallen moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Cook moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. Outlaw moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-3 in the game. Kraft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Clay Bryant now pitching. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-3 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCormick moves to third. Kraft moves to second. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-3 in the game. Myers strikes out. One out. Lee Gamble pinch hits for Joe Cascarella. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive towards second. Herman catches it and steps on second to double up Kraft. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.